here. Going back out again, too. You'll probably want to get a cut, but I hope you don't. I've always preferred you with longer hair. It has been years since you... Good morning, Professor. Easy. Easy. It's not quite run through your system yet. I'd ask if you slept well, but I know you did. You slept as peaceful as a baby. Why not? Here on my bed, in my room, right beside me. What could possibly be better than this? Those are a necessary precaution. They're not too tight, are they? I know, I don't really like them either, if I'm being honest. But I'm sorry, they have to stay on. Just for now, okay? Just until you... Just wear them for now. Please, my love. I promise it'll be better soon. It's Saturday morning, sir. No, of course I didn't do anything to you. Professor, what kind of girl do you think I am? I know how all this looks, but it's not like I'm dangerous or anything, okay? I'd never do anything to hurt you or take advantage of you, okay? I know it's hard to believe when you're tied up like this, but you'll just have to trust me. I mean, the thing is, Professor, you just don't know yet. When you do, when you hear everything in my heart, when you feel everything I have to give you, you'll understand. Until then, you'll just have to trust me and lay still, okay? You're still woozy, I'm sure. I might have given you too much. I'm sorry, I'm new to this. But maybe woozy is better, just for now. It gives you more time to listen and understand before you do something we both might regret. Your girlfriend. I'm sorry. I just hate hearing that phrase. But no, it's okay. I mean, that's what you know her as. For now. She is fine, if that's what you're wondering. I went to your place to go introduce myself. It felt a little strange, you know, entering your house through the front door with the keys and all, but it also felt so very right. I guess it's just like getting used to that feeling now, though. Just promise me something, Professor?
You can never call her your girlfriend again. That would upset me. And sometimes when I get upset, I do things I regret.
Yeah, I went to go meet her, see what this woman could possibly be like. Calm down, Professor. She wasn't home. Which is a real shame because I really, really wanted to meet her. What could she possibly have that I don't have, you know? What could she possibly be for you that I wouldn't be better at? I did a bad thing, though, when I was there. I saw her pictures everywhere, and I might have made a mess. I cleaned it up as best as I could, I promise. Not as good as the other times I clean up messes in your house. Those times I'd visit while you were away to take little keepsakes to remember you by. Oh, please don't look at me like that. Business conferences would be so long. And waiting was really, really hard. I promise I didn't do anything weird. I just kept your bed warm, sorted out your clothes, made sure they fit. Ah, but I'm gushing. I get so nervous around you. So I saw she wasn't there, and her pictures were all up on your wall for some reason, so I took them down. I took out everything of hers, actually. I don't think they belong there. And besides, now there's plenty of room for us to put up our things. Speaking of, how do you think I look? Your silence is everything. I'm surprised it still fits, to be honest. It's been a while since I put on the Catholic schoolgirl uniform. The skirt goes a little bit higher than it used to, but I won't tell if you won't. It'll be our secret. But you don't recognize it, do you? It's okay. By the end of this, you will. I promised you last night that I would tell you where we really first met. I've been wanting to tell you for years now, practicing night after night how I'd make my confession. Lying here next to you, in my bed, your body so warm against mine, your skin so soft under my touch. It's almost perfect. Would you mind if I made it a little bit more perfect, Professor? That's better. God, you smell just those shirts I would take and the cologne I borrowed, they don't stand up to the real thing. Professor, I'll tell you, I promise, just being this close after waiting all this time. I need to. Just, oh, please let me. It was nearly 10 years ago today. I was still in middle school. I had had a difficult life. My father left, my mother was never there, and her boyfriends always were. I never let them, but it was getting harder and harder to keep them away. It was raining when I decided I couldn't keep fighting anymore. I had had too much, so I decided that after school, I would... Professor, will you hold my hand, please? I thought it would be easy reliving that night, but it's not. Your fingers are so warm against my cheek, my jaw, against my neck. Love her, please. There. Hold them. Squeeze them, please. They're both yours, after all. I'm yours. No, don't stop. I'll keep talking. There were so many cars on the road, and the rain just kept pouring. I figured it'd be easy to get lost in the chaos. I don't know how long I stood on the sidewalk. Professor, when I knew just a few steps into the road, and it'd all be over, I wouldn't have to fight anymore. I could be at peace. I didn't know it then, but I stepped onto the asphalt. And not only would that be the day I died, but it would be the day I was reborn. There we are. That shirt was just getting in the way. Doesn't my hand feel better than that fabric? No. I think these nipples say otherwise. Just as sweet and as pure as I always knew you taste. Not quite perfect. Not yet, but we're getting there. I walked step by step by step, and I turned toward the cars. My eyes were closed, so I never knew where you came from. I heard the tires screech, could see the bright lights in my eyelids, then warmth. Warmth unlike anything I've ever felt before in my life. The bright heat of being reborn. The warmth I'd spend the rest of my life chasing. You tackled me out the way just in time to save me, but not fast enough to save yourself. I expected the greatest pain I've ever felt, but instead felt the white heat of salvation. And though I didn't understand it then, sir, I was remade. In that moment, I became yours. I was wearing the same outfit when you saved me. Give me a hand, Professor. See, the skirt went back then. The skirt went down all the way to here. Now it goes higher. All the way up to here. Can you feel that, Professor? How hot it is for you. Here. Higher still. No, don't move your fingers. Let me move against them, please. Can't you feel it, sir? My love for you. What about now? When I just slide my panties over, like, oh, you're touching me. Oh, it's you. Oh, it's you, and it's real. Your hand is so warm. You said something to me while we waited for the ambulance, do you remember? You said you wouldn't let go. You were so worried about me getting hurt. You almost didn't notice what happened to your legs. You held me close, and you said you had me. You said you wouldn't let go until the hurting stopped. You said you wouldn't leave even when I began to cry. You said you'd stay as long as I needed you. You still have me, don't you, Professor? You can feel it. Here, all of that is yours. The hurting never fully stopped. Tears never really stopped falling, and I never stopped needing you. That's why I'm here, don't you understand? That's why I'm yours, why I dedicated my whole life to loving you. Because you're mine. Oh, God. I'm close, but please, not like this. Not yet. My first time with you. to be special. I want to be together. Here, let me finish taking our clothes off. We're getting close to perfect now, and it has to be as pure as possible. I'm going to start up here with your lips, and I'm going to keep kissing until I get to right where I want to be. The doctor said you wouldn't remember me. They also said you'd never walk again, but look at you now. They also said no visitors past six. That I shouldn't leave every time you woke up. That I shouldn't touch you while you were asleep. But their rules were for normal people. What we had was so far beyond that. God, your scent. So intoxicating, I can't get enough of it. It's making me think things and feel things I've never felt before. Lying there asleep, I told you things I'd spent the last 10 years muttering the courage to tell you again. It's my time to protect you, that it's my turn to hold you. You'd have me as long as you needed me, that I was so grateful for what you did. I never got a proper chance to tell you how thankful I was that you saved me that night. So, with your manhood, so ready and Nick, let me thank you properly. God. Tastes exactly how I imagined you. Your pre-cum is so salty. It's sweet. I can't get enough. God, you keep throbbing in my mouth. No, sir, not yet. Please save all of that for me. Or somewhere else, okay? Because it's time. Time for things to finally be perfect. So lay back. I can do it. I've been waiting for this all my life. And now, here, on top of you, with my pussy dripping, and your cock aching. It's time to finally to have you. I can't. I brought myself here. And I can't take it from you. It wasn't meant to be like this. I can't force it out of you. I need to know I need to know that what we're about to do, the sacred promise we're about to make each other, isn't just because I tied you down. I'm sorry. Here. I'm untying your bonds now. You're free. And I still just want you as badly as I always have. But it's your choice now. I can take everything. But my virginity, you have to take that. Professor? Sir, I... please. Slow, please. I never had anything other than your hairbrush. I know. When you mentioned in class that you lost it. I knew he came right then and there. But you've forgiven everything else. You can forgive that too. Please. Please, Professor. It. Me. I'm yours to take. It's just you're so, oh God, it's so big. It's so hot and it's warm. Deeper, please. Oh God, I feel full. I feel complete. Just give me, just hold me a second, please. I just need a second to get used to it. Okay, I'm ready, and I'm yours. Please take me. It's perfect, everything, dear God, Professor. It's never, it's everything I hoped it would be. I didn't, it's more than I imagined. You're more than I imagined, God. It's so big, it's so warm. God. You're so hot inside me, Professor. It's too much. Professor, sir, God, I'm so close. Please come with me. Please, I need to feel you. I need to feel all of you inside me. Please. I'm close, Professor. Please come with me. Please. Please. God, I can feel all of you in me, God, it's so warm. God, this is where I was meant to be. Can't you feel it? God, this is right. This is what I was made for, to be right here. Right here, held by you like this. And with you inside me, completing me. Professor, I need you to know I love you. Oh, you still have your phone. Right. No, I'll get it. You stay right here in me, okay? Looks like it's the girl you used to call your girlfriend. I'm going to say hello. You don't mind, do you? Now that you're mine and all. That's a good professor. Hello? No, you've got the right number. He's right here. Still inside of me. Who am I? I'm the only person he's ever truly loved, and you're his only mistake. No, I think you need to listen. This man, this perfect, flawless, wonderful hero of a man, was never yours. If you ever try and contact him again, I'll make sure you pay the full price for pretending to have him as long as you did. I'm sorry, what was that? I'm sorry, it's hard to focus on what you're saying. It would seem what I'm saying is turning him on, because I can feel him getting hard inside of me again. There he is, ready to go again. So remember, this man is mine, and you live only because of my mercy. Don't test how thin my patience is. Now say goodbye, Professor. Good boy. Bye-bye now. God, you make me feel wild, sir. I've never felt this good before. I have a feeling I'm going to feel better. You and me, we're gonna do so much fun, kinky stuff tonight.